In a series called Why, we have questions. Why am I here? Why the Bible? Why do you teach the Bible at the Fellowship Church? You might say, well, of course that's what you're going to teach. A lot of people grew up like me. They didn't know the Bible. They didn't know the Lord. They don't know anything. And they're hearing so many voices out there, so many ways to get to heaven, to get to God, to get your cleansing. And so, gave a message, a couple of messages on why the Bible. Actually made some people mad and wrote me some ugly letter over it. Good, I appreciate it. I'm sorry. We believe the Bible here. The Bible takes preeminence over any other opinion or teaching. You understand that or not? So that doesn't matter. Politics or whatever. It's going to rub some of you the wrong way. Good, we need to be rubbed the wrong way. How else are we going to learn? Yes or no? I didn't grow up conservative and believing, you know, biblical values and principles. I was the total opposite. And I learned. Okay? This is what God's Word says. And that dictates my views, a lot of what I think. You hear me or not? I was made in His image and His likeness, so why don't I want to learn how to think like Him? I think that's the way I ought to think. Y'all hear me or not? Y'all listening? Message on why I pray. I mean, prayer to an average joker out there might be, that's sort of weird. What are you doing over there? Who are you talking to? You know? Well, we talked about why we pray. And a little bit of even how to pray. But so just answering some questions to why. Now, here's a big one. Why the blood? Why the blood? Blood? I don't like blood. You're supposed to like blood. You don't got blood, you're going to die. But why the blood? Why the blood in the Bible? Why the blood sacrifices in the Old Testament? And then of all things, why did God become a man, a baby, grow up, and to do what? To let somebody drive nails in his hands? Stick a spear in his side? Bleed all over the place? And then we even celebrate that. Palm Sunday. Easter. We have communion. What's communion about? The song just said it. The bread's your body. The blood's the wine. Remember the song? Now, to somebody from the outside looking in, they go, those people are crazy at the Fellowship Church. Especially when they meet me. So anyway, so I think it's a good question, why the blood? So I'd like to answer that question. And we started last week. How y'all doing? Doing pretty good? Good to see you. Come on down. Boy, you getting big. Go in there and sit with you. That's your great-grandpa right there. There you go. Hug your grandmama. Hug your grandmama. What you doing? Hey, son, have you hugged him already? Can you hug him today? Get up. What's wrong with you? Hug your family. You all right? Go ahead. Hug your family. We'd trip him, wouldn't we? You hug me or not? Anyway, here we go. Let's go. Are y'all ready or not? I'm sorry I'm chewing something. I had something bad in my throat. This is not, what do you call that? Mannerly. Here we go. Are y'all ready? All right. You're like, get started already. He's leaving. No, he's not. Here we go. Don't talk when you got cough drop in your mouth. You'll swallow it. Here we go. Why the blood? We talked about it last week. We'll start to review a little bit. Let's go with this scripture. Let's say this together. Rod, you're going to need to get with the program, brother. Where you at? Here we go. Why the blood? Say this verse with me. For God so loved the world, hang on, that He what? Gave His only begotten Son, hang on right there, to be brutally murdered. That's what that verse teaches. He gave His only Son to be nailed to a cross, to die. Is that what that teaches? It does teach that. You gave your only begotten Son, help me now, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is probably the number one verse in the Bible. Number one. And right inside that verse talks about God giving his son to be brutally murdered, slain for you and me. To me, that's a question that ought to be answered. Why? Why'd you do that? Okay? So let's just unpack it a little bit. From last week's message, we've learned this message on why the blood. Number one, say it with me. Physical life is in the... Then we gave scripture last week on that. We're not doing it again. I must have blood to live. You have to have blood to live. It's the way it is. Okay? Blood should be something we celebrate. I mean, really? Blood? You're celebrating blood? Well, yeah, that's the thing that keeps me alive. Blood's a good thing. Blood ain't a bad thing. But we think it's a bad thing. I think it's a bad thing. I see somebody, blah. You know, yeah, you're bleeding. Stop. You know what I'm saying? Are y'all like me? How many's like me? You see blood? Now, it's not like I faint. I don't faint. But I want to faint, but I don't faint. You know, but we just see blood and we see blood. We think of death and, you know, we got them dead before they did. We start seeing blood. You see an axe. Oh, he's dead. No, he ain't dead yet. He still got that blood. He's okay. He's making it. Okay. We need to get the bleeding to stop though, don't we? Yes or no? Right, Lynn? But blood's good, ain't it, Lynn? Now you're an expert at blood, right? Have you drawn blood? Have you stuck a lot of people with needles? Is that important? Would you say blood's like the most important thing? Is it more important than pills? You'd say it is. Okay. All right. See, you can live without your limbs. You can live without your ears, your eyes. You can live without a lot, but you can't live without blood. Blood's pretty important. That was the message last week. Physical life is in the blood. Physical life is in the blood. You have to have blood. We're trying to get to the question, though, but why did Jesus shed his blood? It would really help you with your faith if you got it this simple. If you said this, I can't live without my blood. If you really nailed your faith like this, and I can't go to heaven or have everlasting life without his blood. Do you hear me or not? Your blood's great for down here. But when you quit, man, when you're deader than a hammer, your blood is shot. Your blood ain't no good anymore. I asked a couple of professionals last week, are y'all here, pharmacist and wife, nurse and all that stuff? I asked last week, there you are. You're both here. Wave at me. I see you up there in the dark. Now, I can't repeat everything you said, Jason, to me, but life's pretty important. There's oxygen in the blood. Is that true? There's all kinds of stuff in the blood that keeps you alive. Blood is really important. And we are so foolish to downplay the blood of Christ. We wouldn't do that in our own life. We wouldn't downplay our blood, the importance and the value of blood. He gave me some numbers, some stats, some statistics on blood. Jason, there's not a big wide window there for your blood to be healthy, is it? It's a small window of your blood to be healthy. And if it's not, it can kill you. And so blood is so important. So that was the whole gist of last week's message. I was trying to get us to see that blood was really important. But as important as physical blood is, say it with me, it can never what? I'm sorry I'm putting you to sleep. It can never give you what? It can never give you spiritual life. Okay? And that's where the blood of Christ comes in. And let's just check it out. Life is in the blood. Without it, you will die, but it'll never take you to heaven. It'll never take you to heaven. Stop wasting your time on that. I'm good. If I'm good, I'll go to heaven. No, you ain't. You're going to hell. Because you ain't good enough. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can take a substance. Say you go to the hospital. I mean, in this substance, it looks like blood. I mean, maybe let's call it grape juice. There's some grape juice there. It looks great. Looks like blood. Look at it. I'll take some of that in my veins. That's just not how it works. And you can't do that with your spiritual life. You can't just replace the blood of Jesus with whatever you're thinking. Are y'all clear on that or not? This is cookies right here, baby. This ain't that hard to understand if you hang in here with me. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? It's appointed unto men once to what? And after this is the what? It's the judgment. Death is coming. Some people criticize me probably because I don't make as big a deal at Fellowship Church about physical healing. I don't. I've got one life to live. And I've chosen not to live it focusing on your physical healing. I've tried to live my life and preach the word focused on your spiritual healing. I want to be the one guy you met in your life that said, if you don't have Jesus, you're not going to heaven. But if you do have Jesus, you're going to go to heaven. You're going to have your sins. I want to be that kind of preacher that talks to you about the gospel. Because one day your blood is going to die, baby. You're going to be shot. I am not going to give my life for something that's going to end up in the casket. I want to give my life so you can have everlasting life. I want that to be the message of Fellowship Church. That's why I make a big deal around here about loving people, loving the Lord, loving people. We want to do whatever we can to take whatever out of the way so that we can share Jesus Christ with people. Amen? And thank the Lord. Come on, that's what we should do. That's who we are here. And people want to argue with me. You're going to die. I like for you to be healthy. You know why I like you to be healthy? So you can share the gospel. I want you to be healthy so you can serve the Lord and live for the Lord. But one day you ain't going to be healthy. I've seen a whole lot of people not be healthy. It's going to happen. You need the blood of Jesus. I'm going to have everlasting life. Amen? I love to pray for people. I prayed with Chris this morning, didn't I, Chris? I love praying for you when you're hurting, when you're going to the hospital, when you're facing cancer and struggles in your life. I want to be a comfort and a help to you. But at the same time, I want you to know something's going to get you. It's going to happen. You know why? The Bible says so. It's appointed a man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. It's going to happen. Then what? Then what? One of my favorite songs, then this. Just think of stepping on shore when you die and finding it heaven. Of touching a hand and finding it God's. Of breathing new air and finding it celestial. Of waking up in glory and finding it home. I'm home, man. I'm home. I want to give my life to that. Got it? Jesus told me to preach the word. Okay? Don't make crap up. And it's all about the blood. You hear me? It's all about the blood. Let's learn a little bit more. I get sideways and start talking. Now, the blood of animals could never give you eternal life. So your physical blood can't give you eternal life. But wait a minute. How about all those animals that he's telling us to sacrifice in the Old Testament? Blood of bulls and rams and goats and calves and pigeons and you name it. All kinds of offerings. Let's read about it. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. Just hang in here with me. And after that was the second veil of the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, or the holy of holies. Now when these were thus ordained, the priests went always into what? They went into that first tabernacle and would offer sacrifices. But they would go into the second part of the Holy of Holies. The high priest would do that alone. How often? Once every year. And he would not go in there without what? Blood's pretty important. He would not go in there without blood. Which he offered for who? For who? Well, I thought priests were spotless. I thought priests were sinless. I thought preachers and priests, we put them up on a pedestal. No, it's stupid. He would offer this for himself. And he would offer it for the errors or the sins of the people. This is why those animal sacrifices that God ordained would be made. He was trying to tell us something. This thing of Jesus coming and dying on the cross didn't surprise God. This was ordained before the very foundation of the world. The Lamb of God, that He would die for our sins. God didn't make Adam and one day, oh my gosh, he sinned, now what? He knew when He made Adam, Adam wasn't going to make it. And He still walked with him. Amen? He still went looking for him, even after he sinned. Beautiful. So, these sacrifices, they were often made in the outer tabernacle. Once a year, the priest would make a sacrifice in the inner tabernacle, the Holy of Holies. Keep learning. The high priest would offer a what? A lamb without what? Spot or blemish. Boy, who does that picture? That sure can't picture you and me. Tom, you have plenty of spots. So do I. I've got plenty of blemishes. Picture of Jesus. The sacrifice was for who? It was for himself and it's for the who? The sins of the people. We need to learn this, guys. Where are we coming from? We make up stuff in church. Kiss a priest's ring. Kiss a priest's hand. Kiss a priest's foot. What are we doing? It's nuts. You hear me or not? It's crazy. The priest wasn't sinless. He still ain't. I'm the biggest sinner I know. I look in this room. I see Miss Connie back here. Miss Connie, wave at me. You're one of my favorite people. I look at you and I look at me. I go, Miss Connie, better than me. You know what I mean? Because I know me, but I bet you might know things about you I don't know, right? But I'm just saying, I'm not sinless. Nobody is. No one is. Not even the who. Say it out loud. Not even the who. I'm not against the Pope. But honestly, if I was in charge of the Catholic Church, as sick as he is, he's like 88. Got him in a chair. Everybody out front praying for him. He's going to die. I hate to tell all of them. It's going to happen. He's going to die. They prop him up in the window. They got him in the window with a tube in his nose. I know it sounds like I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm just telling you what's on TV. And he's blessing. People can hardly, you better hush that phone up. Who is that? Quit it. Get it. It's okay. Here we go. Back to this. You ready? It wasn't me. I'm sorry. Come on. It wasn't me. Here we go. Here we go. Back to this. Come on. Even the Pope dies. And he wouldn't say, I don't think he would say that he thought he was going to live forever. I don't think he would say that. Okay? We need to put our faith in Jesus Christ. Not in me, not in a man, not in any church. Got it? Yes or no? Period. All of what? And come short of the glory of God. All of sin and come short of the glory of God. All of us. All of sin. I'm just trying to get the point across. In Adam, all what? Say it with me. Even who? Okay? I'm not going to give my life trying to keep you alive down here. I want to give my life so you will never perish in a place called hell. And the only way that's going to get that done is by the blood of Jesus, God's Son. You might say, well, you haven't proven that yet. Well, I'm getting there. Hang on. So all these sacrifices was a figure for the time then present in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices. Say it with me. That could not make him that did the service what? As pertaining to the conscience. These sacrifices could never make anybody perfect. No. It was a picture. The sacrifice was a figure. These sacrifices were a picture. But this picture could not bring perfection. The blood of animals could never do that. It had to be repeated how often? Yearly, but they did it other times as well. Which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of the what? Who is responsible for the Reformation? Who would you say is responsible for the Reformation? His name is blank. Say it again. I like you saying Jesus. Yeah. Well, Martin Luther's the one that posted a 95 thesis on the door at Wittenberg. And that was great. The just shall live by faith. And we call that the time of the Reformation. But the real Reformation, put that verse back up there again. The real Reformation is Jesus Christ. The Reformation of these sacrifices, of these things that have been done, these things that were a picture of things to come. He's our Reformation. Say that out loud. He's our what? He's our Reformation. He's the one that did this. Keep looking. This was to be done until Reformation, until Jesus came. Until Jesus came. Okay? But the church is screwy. Not just the Catholic Church, all churches in general, ours as well. If we come in here with a different belief other than Jesus is the only way, that's a screwy way of thinking. You hear me? And that you might say, I don't know about all this. Keep looking. So why did Jesus Christ shed His blood? Why did He shed His blood? We're just getting somewhere, I hope. Here we go. Say that with me. The blood of Jesus Christ does what? Gives. And you can say to me, Gary, that's just your opinion. No, that's what the Bible says. And then you can say, well, the Bible is just a man-made book. That's fine. Fuss with me. Have it your way. I believe the Bible. I believe God's Word. I believe in Jesus Christ. This church believes in Jesus Christ. It's who we are. I can find another way to make a living. I'm banking it all on Him. Y'all hear me or not? Call me crazy. I am crazy. So what? Now you know. But you know what I believe. I think it's being nice to tell people what you believe, not mean. Okay, I'm not fussing with you. But Christ become a high priest of what? Good things to come. By a what? Greater and more perfect tabernacle. Not made with what? Hands. That is to say, not of this building. No, not down here. Neither by the blood of goats and calves. Say it with me. But by His own blood. Keep reading. He entered how many times? Once into the holy place. Into the wrath of God. And He's obtained what for you and me? That's our faith. Our faith is in Jesus Christ, nobody else. Y'all hear me or not? Are you saying I don't have to be a good person? I'm not saying that. I want you to try to do good and do the right thing. And God gets all the glory and all the credit for that. Amen. But that'll never get you to heaven. Try that at the doctor's office. Well, I'm good. When you need some help, I had a spider bite. Did I tell you I had a spider bite? I had a spider bite. Are you kidding me? Can't believe I didn't tell you. Had a spider bite on my hand. The two marks. You know what I'm saying? How many's ever had a spider bite? A real one. You're not playing. I want a real spider bite. Woo! Good grief. I could look at it even without my glasses on, could see the two bite marks. Ah! And immediately I think my hand's going to rot off. You know. How many are like me right there? You see the spider bite, your hand, you lost your hand. So anyway, I thought I'd deal with it. It started worrying me. I told my daughter, she said, you got to go to the doctor. I told Kim, she's like, ah, you'll be fine. Women. Anyway, I went to the doctor. And you know what? They gave me something I'm supposed to take. And they didn't say it wasn't a spider. They said it's exactly a spider. But they didn't know what kind of spider it was. But I'm just saying, when you go to the doctor, you better listen to them. Yes or no, amen. No, I'm not going to take that. Can I have some of that Neosporin? I'll just do that. You better take what they say in case that thing infects you and you get a bacterial infection. Yes or no, amen. I'm better now. Thank you. Let's keep going. The blood of Jesus Christ gives spiritual and eternal life. Say it out loud. He became our what? He entered into the holiness of Almighty God. The blood of Jesus. He gave us what? For us. Amen. Keep going. Say that with me. He obtained our what? Eternal redemption. This is why the blood. Where are you going to get this? Where are you going to get all on this screen? You get it in Jesus. How many times did he do it? He did it what? The priest would do it every year. Now, I'm not a great scholar on the Old Testament priest and all that. But he would have bells on him. Bells on his clothes. Right, Pastor? I'm sure you know more about this than me. He would go into that Holy of Holies. His robe on everything. Have his bells on. You could hear him in there. Ring a ring a ring. He had a rope tied to his leg. He's inside that veil. Ring a ring a ring. Ring a ring a ring. Everybody listening. Ring a ring a ring a ring. Ring a ring. If they listen and wait, he would fall over dead. And that's why they had to rope. Who would want that job? Pulling that dead body out. Amen? You know, Jesus died. He shed his blood and he died on a cross. That's why we celebrate the resurrection, Easter. We celebrate the resurrection because he rose again. We don't have a dead religion. We don't have a dead priest. You know, where I'm pulling the rope and I got me a different God every other weekend. No. Jesus Christ. He died once for all. That's why his blood. People have asked me this before. Do I believe in that blood religion stuff in the Bible? Do you believe in that, Pastor Clark? That blood religion in the Bible? All those sacrifices and Jesus, God giving his son to be shed, that blood be shed. You don't believe in all that, do you, Gary Clark? Here's my answer. You bet I do. And so does Fellowship Church. Okay? I don't see that changing anytime soon. In case you're waiting, it ain't happening. Of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah for the blood of Jesus. Amen? So this is why the blood. A couple other thoughts and we're done today. Appreciate your patience with me. How much more? How much more? How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause, he is the what? And it gets a little in the weeds right here. I want you to read this with me. For this cause, he is the mediator of the new what? Testament. Now hang in there. What is that? The new testament. He said that to his disciples when he was having the Last Supper. This is the new covenant or the new testament in my blood. He said that. What is that? And for this cause, he's the mediator of the new testament. That by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Now just keep listening. I know you're just hanging here with me. For where a testament is, say it with me, there must also of necessity be the death of the who? Testator. How many are like me? You've never heard that word testator very much. Go see your hand. The death of the testator? What are we talking about? I want to try to explain this. For a testament is a force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator lives. Do you remember Pilate saying, I can have you killed? Telling Jesus. Jesus, no man can take my life from me. I lay it down willingly. Jesus Christ shed his own blood. It was God became man. God became flesh. Jesus is God. I know it makes your head want to explode. But he became man. He took flesh on him so he could die. Only God could die for us. Nobody else could. No man could. No animal could. Only God could do this. God died for us. And he had to die. Why do you have to die? You're going to have to ask him one day. Do you know what I mean? Why did you have to do it that way? How did you do it that way? That's the way that it could only be done. And that's what he did. But he had to die. He had to die. And that's the way it is with a will. Just imagine a will. The last will in what? How many have ever heard of that? The last will in what? Testament. Okay? Listen. You can have your mama, as long as mama's living. Listen, you can have your mama's will on your computer. You can have it as your screensaver. Because you want mama to die. I know, it's awful. You can have it right there on your screen. You can look at it every day. I'm going to get mama's house. I'm going to get mama's money. I'm going to get mama's this and I'm going to get mama's that. You ain't getting nothing till mama's what? Y'all hear me or not? I saw a show last night. I got to quit watching them. Some little punk kid, 19 years old, in Oklahoma. Mama, daddy, a sister, they're rich. He loved fancy things. Killed his mother, killed his father, killed his sister. So he could get to what? He could get to stuff. Isn't that crazy? Why did Jesus shed his blood? Why did Jesus die on a cross? Because the testator has to die for you to get to stuff. What is the stuff? Forgiveness of sin. Everlasting life. Restoration with God. A relationship with God. To not go to hell. It had to happen that way. You hear me or not? You listening? You can see it up mama's will every day. You can take that will to a judge and say, hey, judge, I want my stuff. He's going to say, yeah, your mama ain't dead. And you can say, yeah, but my aunt is. That's not going to fly, guys. That's not going to fly. This idea of making up stuff to go to heaven. We don't believe in Jesus. I'm a good person. That's not going to get you in. It's ridiculous. You're not getting the stuff. I go to church. So? I give money. Big deal. You got to have Jesus. Are y'all hearing me? The blood of Jesus, just like we talked about the importance of blood in our veins to keep us alive. You will never have everlasting life without Jesus Christ. And you can call me narrow-minded. When I go to a doctor, I want a narrow-minded one. Yes or no? I don't want somebody jabbing me all the time. Well, let's try this way. Jesus said, I'm the what? The way, the what? And the what? No man can what? Come to the Father, but by who? You see why he's telling you that now? The importance of his blood, of his death, of this week, of what we celebrate. It's everything. Somebody has to die for you to get the stuff. Jesus shed his blood so we could get to what? That might sound a little crude. I don't give a hoot. For me to have everlasting life. The testator had to die. The priest won't the testator. Those animals won't the testator. Only Jesus Christ. God Almighty is the one that can save my soul. Y'all hear me? The Bible says, if you'll confess with your mouth Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the what? Dead. You shall be what? Being saved's a good word. That's what they hollered on Palm Sunday. Save now! Save now! That's a good thing. Save now! But they were confused. Jesus hadn't died yet. They thought he's going to save them from Rome. But you do need, hello, you do need to call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. Say it out loud. Save now. One more time, loud. Save now. One more time. Save now. One more time. Save now. That's what you got to do to be saved. You've got to cry out to Him. You've got to put your faith in Him. There's no other way. What's the Bible say? Say this one last verse with me. For there is what? And one what? The man who. That's why the blood. Now, I might have been all over the place today, but keep that, some of these thoughts in mind. That's why the blood. Life is in whose blood? Let's thank the Lord for Jesus. Good job. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.